Okay, and I guess in the progression, it would, as far as I understand, come after the mock jungle. Maybe you could say something about the air dummy form. So maybe why does it come after?
Okay.
And what is the difference in intent or the difference in training between the two?
Again, I don't know the real answer.
Yeah.
I can give you mine.
Yep.
You could even say, well, why do we even do the air jong?
Mm-hmm.
And I could say, well, maybe someone didn't have the means to have a mock jong, so
Yeah.
that's all they could do.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't know if it was an intentional thing. Oh, you have to do it on the apparatus first, and then
Yeah.
I just think things happen, and then people like learn from the experience, and then they create it as more of a structure to teach going forward. I mean, I don't know if that's true.
Yeah.
So what the mock jong does, right, is it gives you this solid, immovable object to have to deal with. Okay, so that's the most obvious thing. And the one thing we learned is, okay, well, there's the distancing, and then there's also like, how do I change when I can't actually move it? Now, with the air jong, that last piece is gone. So we're not necessarily using it for that. What I've noticed is, and I'm making this up, not now, but I have made this up for quite some time. What the air jong allows you to do that the mock jong doesn't is to fully release on the strikes in the case. And as you're very well aware, in our training, it's not desirable to actually fully hit people. Number one, it's a lethal art, not a sport. Number two, these are people we like. And number three, we don't want to injure anybody. And so, well, then how do we? Well, one of the ways is you hit a bag, but the bag's going to stop you, right? Air jong is where you get to actually do full releases on the hits while differentiating with your block. So, for example, I know this isn't going to go well for a verbal audience, but if I have an apparatus in front of me and I go and do the tan dao, well, the wooden arm is going to stop my tan, and then my lower strike is going to be able to continue. But in the air jong, I don't have anything to stop my tan, so I have to be more mindful to actually stop my tan on my own and pull the trigger on this. So number one, it increases my mindfulness. Number two, it allows me to actually hit with full force, to kick with full force. So you're getting to learn how to continue to build the infrastructure to fully hit somebody without being injured. Because for all those years that you've been practicing the forms and the kicks, now you're ready. Now you can really like pull the trigger and not injure yourself. So for me, that's one of the benefits, other than, hey, I don't have a mock jump to train with or
Yeah.
play with, so I
Yeah.
have to do it in the air anyways.
Yeah.
And especially when you're doing the kicks and the one-legged things, you can really challenge your balance, right? Like try and stand up on the one leg and do this without putting the foot down, like
Yeah.
fully extended dump sao in,
Yeah.
right? And
Yeah.
a good balance when you're cranking that kind of energy and doing it on one leg.
Yeah.
So I think that's why. And of course, before we take away a structure from somebody, we want to make sure that they've learned the proper movements on the structure,
Yeah.
because it helps the movements not get too wild and crazy and loose, right? So
Okay.
that's why I say we do the wooden dummy first and then the air jong afterwards.
Keeps it a bit tighter,
Yeah.
more focused, yeah.
And other than that, I'm not aware of, nor can I imagine, any other advantages or benefits or whatever.
I mean, I guess it could. I don't know if this happens with the dummy, but if you're relying on the dummy for balance or something, you're pushing into it in a certain way, the air jong will take that away. So you've got to figure out how to do it on your own.
I mean, you want to stick to your opponent, but when you
Yeah.
strike,
Yeah.
you want them to go away.
Yeah.
Right? And
Yeah.
so that's the thing, is once you've been able to fully hit or fully kick, then you should be able to come down in your own balance, in your own way. You don't need to stick with that person.
I don't know if I have any other particular questions. I don't know if there's anything else, anything we've missed talking about the mock jump for.
No, I mean, I think the only other goal to mine would be, to look at different sections and, talk about the applications or the understanding. But quite honestly, just like you know, looking at Chung Q or Byu Chi, like, you really have to see the context in which those moves would come out.
Yeah.
You know, what isn't shown in the Mukjong is, well, the context that put you into that position.
Right.
We'll show you a sequence of things that will flow.
Yeah.
But not necessarily, well, what put me in that position?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so this is someone, again, who, you know, maybe already has two hands on center line or is solid there, and you have to change, and they stick and follow you, and you have to do two or three reorientations and changing the line and, you know, working toim on all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Right. So, again, this is where it becomes a more complex, dynamic, and integrative aspect of the art. Really, things are coming together now. It's more of a non-descript, specific. It's more of a life force.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Which speaks to what we've talked about in the past of being mindful or curious whether you're doing your forms. You're not just doing rote repetition. You're thinking, well, where's this? What am I doing here? What's the intent of this?
Yeah.
This motion.
Yeah.
So to ask that while you're doing the dummy form, why am I doing this or that?
Or, you know, I mean, like all the other forms too, the first thing you do is you learn precise movements properly.
Yeah.
No power, no, just skip the move. And then I want you to play the Mukjong. Otherwise, if you just keep doing the same thing over and over, the Mukjong's playing you.
Right.
You're not free.
Right.
So that's why once you learn the basic movements, then, you know, you look at the Fat Do and say, okay, I'm going to take these two things and put them into the Mukjong, or I'm going to focus really on my footwork, or I'm really going to, you know, focus on, as soon as I feel the wooden arm, I'm going to change. I'm not even going to, like, stick and put a little chunk cheese. On contact, I feel rigidity, bang, I'm just going to quickly change and be super light like feathers.
Right.
Even though I may not do that for real.
Yeah.
But I just want to train that other extreme.
Yeah.
So it will, you know, move my rigidity a little bit over here to be a little bit more relaxed because I've done this over here.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah. So play the Mukjong, don't let it play you.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is true of all the forms.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you're free.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably said this in like at least one other interview. I mean,
yeah.
It's nice to have Moyat remind us, but the whole purpose of your Kung Fu is to lead you to your personal freedom.
Yeah.
Where you're not bound by
unhealthy
patterns, repetition, reactions. You actually have capacity for all kinds of choice based on some healthy, grounded principles.
Well, I find the training program so interesting because it's the scaffolded kind of learning, you're always thinking, oh, I've got this, I understand this. But there's so much, the learning's so circular, and you go back and you're like, no, I understood one part, and sometimes you misunderstand the part that you're supposed to.
Yeah.
And you want to hold on to these different things you've learned. So I've got this.
Yeah.
But then it's like, well, you let that go and you go on to the next. So there's just a lot of training through the training of letting go.
Now, wonderful. What a great practice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Buddhism, right? It's
like,
don't be attached to this way of doing this drill or this technique because it will serve you at white sash, but it'll actually limit you at gold sash.
Yeah.
Like literally with training wheels. I mean, if you keep training wheels on, like there's some things you can't do because they get in your way. You walk with crutches.
Yeah.
There's some things you can't do
at
higher levels. Great, it keeps you standing up if you've got a broken leg, but if you want to do cartwheels and somersaults and whatever, those things are going to actually prevent you from doing them. So, it's like you got to keep letting go and keep letting go and, you know, more deeper level, you gotta keep dying to be reborn, die and reborn. And,
right?
And you see those cycles, and I don't know if you've seen them in your own, where you feel like, oh, I don't know, this doesn't make sense, or I suck, or I'm bored. Those are your death throes.
Yeah.
That's you're dying, something is wanting to come through, and if you keep holding on or doubling down on your old way, your death will be very painful and full of suffering if you surrender and say, I need to do something different.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the ego coming in too, and trying to hold on to that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you first start out and going through the different sash gradings, and you see that you have to present seal and tau each time, initially you're like, well, it's the same form, I've already learned it before. Exactly.
Sorry, not getting your sash anymore.
Yeah. No, exactly. Then you learn, oh no, what's seal and tau for red sash? What's seal and tau for green sash? How do I integrate everything else? And go back and let go of some more of those training wheels and more of those crutches. Don't hold on to the dummy arm too tight.
Well, exactly. You know, you're still doing Silentau like this.
Yeah. Yeah. It's slow and precise.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're stuck.
Yeah.
There's no fluidity. There's no. Yeah, you got good structure, you got proper technique, but that's not your kung fu. That's,
yeah.
This is just, you know, movements that we want you to, you know.
Yeah.
Right? Like.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you, Sweet Food.
No, that was awesome. Short and sweet and didn't skip on anything, so I mean, all the important stuff's there.
Great. Thank you. Yeah.